Torah on the Parsha. Parsha Emor, Shir number 1. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yitzchak's friend.
The Pasuk says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yizayin, the Pasuk says, this parsha, as we know, begins Emor HaKohen and Bnei Aaron. Parsha Emor deals with the halachas of the Kehanim, who they can marry, who they're, when they're allowed to defile themselves, will it be a mess. So the second parsha of this sedra is a halacha daber al Aaron leimar yish mizaracha ledeirisam asher yia baimum lo yikrav la'akiv lechem alaytov. A baimum is not allowed to do the avoda. A kayed who had some kind of physical disability, which the Gemara explains exactly what those disabilities were, he's not allowed to perform the avoda. Then the Pasuk says, he called Yis Asher by Mo Lo Yisrov. Yis Ivero Yisrov 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 Yisrov. The Pasuk begins to list the things that disqualify a Kayan. But there is a redundancy, L'chaira, in this Pasuk. The Pasuk already told us in Pasuk Yitzayin, if Mizarachal is there is some Ashayiyah by Mum, well, Yikav Lakiv Lakam Alakav. A person who is a Bamum cannot do the Avaida. Then the Pasuk says, Ki Khalif Asher by Mum, lo Yikav. Now, what's that coming to tell us? It's just got there is telling us. A person who has a Mum isn't allowed to do the Avaida. Then it says, because a person who has a Mum shouldn't lo Yikav. I mean, that's not a reason. He is because. If I can tell you, you can't do the Avaida. Why not? Because you can't. Like, you know, like you have this with your kids all the time, you know. You can't go somewhere. Why not? Because you can't. So what do the kids tell you? That's not a reason. So that's the same thing over here. Satan calls saying, you're not allowed. What's the Pasuk telling me? What kind of answer is that? What kind of explanation is that? There's another difficulty over here, not only with the Seder HaPsukim, but with the whole concept. You know, living at the latter part of the 20th century, post the American with Disabilities Act, it's very difficult for us modern-day men to understand what this pasuk is talking about. Now, here we live in a society that it is federally illegal to discriminate a person against a person because of a disability. This is a very noble thing. Buildings have to be built in certain fashion because of this law. When you go ahead and build a building today, so you have to make it, you have to have it, has to be handicapped access. You can't build a building with stairs anymore. If you do, you have to have ramps. That's all part of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Why? Just because a person has a disability, he's no less cussive, important, dear than any person who has all of his avar. Here the Torah, Teres Chayim, V'achecha Darchei Noyam, V'chol Nesivei Seho Shalom. V'ilonu Gadol. This is the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one is fairer than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not even the federal government of the United States. And yet, the federal government is worried about Americans with disabilities. And the Torah isn't worried about Kehanim with disabilities. How do we how do we relate? We, who are have a different outlook, perhaps, than people did 200 years ago, certainly than people did 2,000 years ago. How do we look at this? What does the day have against poor people, people who never have a disability? So Ravelia Meir Bloch in his Sefer on Chumash offers the following explanation. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom, does not discriminate against people with disabilities. And a person with a disability is as important and as dear and dire as any other person. The problem is not with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The problem is with us. Meaning that you can pass all the laws you want, but people will be people. And people are very influenced by their physical surroundings. If you want to approach a person in the government, that you want something done for you, or you want to approach a person about a job, or you want to gain favor in someone's eyes, and you hire a lawyer or a lobbyist or someone to make your case for you, you're not going to get some guy who's a schlepper, whose shoes aren't polished, who can't keep his shirt in his pants, whose necktie goes up to here rather than down to his belt buckle. You're not going to get a guy like that to plead your case. What you're going to get is you're going to get a lawyer who's wearing an $800 suit with an Italian tie that costs $200 with a custom-made shirt, because people pay attention to people who are well-dressed, presentable, physically appealing to look at. I mean, if you look, for instance, in the United States Senate, just for an example, most of these guys are, 6'4", they weigh 200 pounds, they're in great shape, they don't look like you and me, or at least not like me. You know, they're good, they're athletic, they have their hair. Why? Because that's the people are perhaps by that, people appreciate that. This is my representative. I want him to look the part. Because people are people. Nonetheless, the pasuk is saying over here, Ish asher mizara chalat b'risam asher yiyah b'imum lo yikrav l'akiv l'achan alakav. The Bereshon says, to you, Eden, I don't want people who are Balaam doing that later. You know why? Not for me. He calls Asher by Moon Lo Yikrav, because you can't take it. Because you can't decipher it. Because the Avodah is going to be a different Avodah, and how you approach Avodah Hashem is going to be different if the only the finest and the best and the most prestigious people are being mocked with it, then your attitude towards Avodah Hashem is going to change. But if people who are not as physically appealing to it, it's going to influence your approach to Avodah Hashem. I don't have a problem with it. But people are people. Thus makes the Torah. What about Shemayim? The Torah is a Torah Shemayim. It's a Torah for human beings. It's not some lofty, esoteric life that's only meant for the select few. It's meant for people just like you and me. And people are people, they're hard to change, hard to have an influence on. They're influenced by the physical world. They're influenced by that which is really not, shouldn't be a factor, but they're influenced by the physical appearance of a human being.
my Avaida, my Korban, why can't bring Lechem and Lechov? Not because there's anything wrong with him bringing Lechem and Lechov, but because you can't be saved, O Kicho Yisasher.